Well, as the NATO combat mission ends in Afghanistan, there are echoes of past conflicts in that country. There are also war crimes accusations connected to those conflicts. The BBC's David Loyne reports.
In a modern office on reclaimed land overlooking the River Maas in Rotterdam, Dutch lawyers study documents including secret police files from Afghanistan dating back to the late 1970s. The files have been gathered by Thijs Berger as evidence to pursue Afghans living in Europe who may not know they're being investigated.
If there's anybody residing in the Netherlands who was involved in those crimes, we have to act upon it. And that's what we did.
Are there Afghans or people who are in Afghanistan who are in the Netherlands at the moment who you're investigating for war crimes from this period?
Yes, there are.
The area outside the Polisharki jail near Kabul is desolate. Thousands were buried here in mass graves. Part of the evidence uncovered in the Netherlands includes a list of 5,000 people executed in Kabul in 1978, the year before the Soviet invasion. When the death list emerged, one man on it turned out to be still alive. Habib Rahman survived by bureaucratic oversight. He remembers how every night people were taken out and shot.
They're calling the prisoners exactly at 12 midnight, calling the names, taking them out, and they will never return to their families or to the jail.
This is very near the jail. We can see the windows of the cells from where we are.
Yeah.
So you could hear the shooting?
Yes. Okay, tonight he was the target, tomorrow could be me.
Afghanistan's long agony after the Russian invasion, the murderous civil war and Taliban is well enough known. The slaughter in 1978, the year before the Russian invasion, is less known. But Patty Gossman, an Afghan expert at Human Rights Watch, says it was no less horrific.
There was nothing quite like it in the years that followed. Their approach was not to put these people on trial as traitors or anything, but just to get rid of them. There were mass disappearances throughout the country. We know people whose male members of their family, through generations, disappeared.
As far as dealing with the crimes of the past is concerned, how good has Afghanistan been?
Not very good at all. The moment to have really looked at this was very soon after the transition in the end of 2001. That was the only opportune moment we have had, and it has been squandered.
More than a million have died in Afghanistan's long wars, but only a handful of people have faced justice, and those all in the West. Afghanistan's warlords secured immunity from prosecution in Afghanistan after the international community failed to act when the Taliban fell. And apart from a few isolated examples, such as the prosecutors in the Netherlands, painstakingly building cases with elusive documents, the world has preferred to look the other way.
It's all a matter of trying to end impunity. I mean, we're talking about over 30 years of war crimes being committed by all sides, and nothing is really being done about it. There's no international court taking these crimes into account. It's outside of the jurisdiction of the ICC. So it's just absolute impunity in Afghanistan.
Thijs Berger says European countries have an obligation to pursue war criminals on their territory, but too few are carrying out that obligation.
The BBC's David Loyne.